Hi, I'm Jenna K from Reaper Made Easy. You will need to run Reaper with a US English keyboard layout. This is to make sure the hotkeys we teach you will match up with the hotkeys that will work in Reaper on your machine. If you are using a language other than English on your Mac, this might mean you need to add a second input language. I will show you how to do that and how to switch between them. Let's go to the Mac menu with VOM.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple, menu, about this Mac. System preferences.
Find system preferences and hit enter.
System preferences. System preferences. System preferences. Window, toolbar.
VOM and VO right arrow until you find the view menu.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple. System preferences. Edit. View.
Once here, arrow down once and then hit K to find keyboard.
View, menu. Keyboard, toolbar. Keyboard.
VO right arrow until you find the input sources tab and VO space to select that.
Keyboard selected tab 1 of 5. Text tab 2 of 5. Shortcuts tab 3 of 5. Input sources tab 4 of 5. Selected. Dictation tab 5. Enabled input sources table. US image. Selected.
We have a table here with the input sources we have activated already. I have here US and Swedish.
Swedish image. US image.
And I'll be adding a third language. VO right arrow from here until you find the add button. VO space on that.
Vertical splitter. Keyboard layout preview for US input source. Add button. In dialog, languages table. English. Selected. Browse using language and select an input source to add.
Select the language you want to add.
Swedish. Anu. Albanian.
Albanian sounds good. Hit enter. Now VO left arrow back to the table of input sources and you will find it in there.
Keyboard layout preview. Vertical splitter. Enabled input sources table. US image. Albanian image.
Next to the add button is also a handy remove button, so I'll use that to remove Albanian from my list.
Verticals keyboard add button remove button. Remove selected input source.
Now head back to the tabs again and select shortcuts with VO space.
Shortcuts tab. Selected. Input sources tab 4 of 5. Dictation tab 5 to change a shortcut. Selected. Click the key combination and then type the new keys. Shortcuts categories table row 1 of 10. Category doc image. Launchpad and doc. Image. Selected.
Arrow down to the input sources category.
Category display, image. Display, image. Category expose, image. Sidebar keyboard, image. Keyboard, sidebar keyboard, image. Input sources, image. Vertical splitter. Input sources shortcuts table. Check checkbox. Select the previous input source control space. Selected. Check checkbox. Select next source in input menu control option space.
There are a couple of problems here. Control space is mapped to pause in Reaper, and control option space is to perform the default action on something on the Mac. So I don't know what they were thinking, but it doesn't really matter. We're going to uncheck one of these and change the other one.
Select next source in input menu control option space.
Arrow to control option space to select it and interact with it. VO space to uncheck.
Source in input menu control option space. Selected. Check checkbox. Level 1. Unchecked.
Uninteract with that and arrow to the next one. Control space. We want to change the hotkey for this.
Select the previous input source control space. Selected. Check checkbox.
This checkbox has to be checked or it cannot be changed. Now, interact twice and VO right arrow once and we'll find a text field where we can enter our new hotkey.
In, select the previous input source, control space, cell 2 items, has alternate items, select the previous input source, dimmed, control space, content selected, edit text, control space bar.
Any key you hit now, unless it's a VO navigation key, will be mapped instead, like an arrow key or escape or enter. So, uninteract before you move on.
Out of, select the previous input source, F19, cell 2 items, has alternate items. Out of input sources shortcuts table.
I'm using F19 here just because it happens to be available on my keyboard. But what should you use? I can recommend Control F3, but I can't tell you for sure. If you have other ideas, try them first with hotkey help, V-O-K, to make sure it's not busy doing something else. And accidents do happen. There is a restore to defaults button in this dialog. So if you have to, use that and start over. And now I can change my input language on the fly with F19.
New keyboard layout, US. New keyboard layout, Swedish.
We are done in this dialog, so close it with Command W.
Desktop, TechnoWitch, volume.
We can also use the menu extras to switch language. V-O-M-M. Find the language bar, V-O space to open a dialogue, then enter to select.
Menu extras, Swedish, menu extra, group, menu. Checkmark, Swedish, US.
And with that, you should be all set.